אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. The High Court of Justice ruled on Monday that people who convert to Judaism in Israel through the Reform and Conservative movements must be recognized as Jews for the purpose of the law of return and are thus entitled to Israeli citizenship. The decision, which shatters the long-standing Orthodox monopoly on officially recognized conversions in Israel, was the culmination of an appeal process that began more than 15 years ago, involving 12 people in the country who converted to Judaism through non-Orthodox denominations. The justices specified that they had previously withheld issuing a ruling to allow the state to handle the matter, but the state had failed to do so. The ruling was 8-1, with Justice Noam Solberg dissenting. Solberg said that while he agreed with the legal conclusions of the verdict, more time should be granted for the government to pass legislation on the issue. The decision angered many in the Orthodox establishment. Chief Ashkenazi Rabbi David Lau claimed that those who undergo reform or conservative conversions are not Jews. No high court decision will change this fact. United Torah Judaism Party Chief Moshe Gafni said his party will not enter a coalition that does not find a way to nullify the ruling. The decision has given new life to the flailing campaigns of Shas and United Torah Judaism. Both parties are flagging in polls amid widespread anger among Haredi voters at the government's handling of the pandemic. This issue may convince their core supporters to turn out for the election. A new poll on Thursday once again showed Meretz failing to pass the electoral threshold in the coming March 23rd elections. It also appears unlikely that Prime Minister Netanyahu will be able to form a coalition. The poll gave Netanyahu's Likud 29 seats, the same number he's been hovering around in recent surveys. Opposition leader Yair Lapid's Yesh Atid has reached 20. Tikva Chadasha is on 12, Yamina 11, the Joint Arab List 8, Shas 7, United Torah Judaism 7, Yisrael Beitenu 7, Labor 6, Kahol Levan 5, Religious Zionism 4, and Ram 4. Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda announced last week that the International Criminal Court will open an investigation on suspected war crimes around Operation Protective Edge in 2014, under a month after the Hague-based court ruled it had the jurisdiction to open a probe. President Reuven Rivlin said the decision was scandalous and said Israel wouldn't tolerate any claims undermining our right and obligation to defend Israeli citizens. MK Michal Kotler-Wunsch, the Knesset liaison on matters concerning the International Criminal Court, dismissed Bensouda's vow that the investigation will be conducted independently, impartially and objectively without fear or favour as absurd. Health Ministry data released on Thursday showed that serious coronavirus cases in Israel had dropped below 700 for the first time since the start of December. Nearly 90% of Israel's non-Haredi and non-Arab adult population have either received the COVID-19 vaccine or recovered from the disease. There have been 791,319 coronavirus cases since the pandemic began, including 42,276 active cases. 5,856 Israelis have died from the virus. A final vote on further lifting coronavirus restrictions was delayed on Friday, infuriating restaurant owners who were awaiting approval for reopening today as Israel prepares to take its next step out of its third nationwide lockdown. The move to ease restrictions needs a third vote of approval from the coronavirus cabinet, which only met last night. The coronavirus cabinet approved the plan to return students in grades 7 to 10 to schools in areas with low to medium coronavirus infection levels starting today. Higher education institutions and religious seminaries will be open to vaccinated or recovered people. Courses for adults will be allowed to operate with up to 20 people rather than the current 10. Youth groups will be allowed to hold activities with up to 50 people outside. Ministers are expected to vote this week on advancing legislation requiring those returning to Israel to self-isolate at home with an electronic bracelet. the law forcing returnees to stay in government-run quarantine hotels expired today, meaning that currently there's no system of confirming that returnees stay in isolation as required. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, alongside his Danish counterpart Mette Frederiksen and Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, announced in Jerusalem on Thursday that their three countries will launch a research and development fund and begin joint efforts for common production of future vaccines against coronavirus. Frederiksen said the three countries have been working very closely together since the start of the pandemic and that all have promising research that could pave the way for a next-generation platform. Last month's oil spill continues to do damage to Israel's territorial waters and beaches. Environmental Protection Minister Gila Gamliel insinuated this week that Tehran deliberately engineered the incident and has consistently described it as environmental terror by Iran. The Libyan-owned ship, the Emerald, was believed to have been smuggling crude oil from Iran to Syria at the time she caused the spill. The ship has since returned to Iran and is currently anchored there. Gamliel cites the fact that the ship was not properly reported to international authorities and that it turned off its radar in front of Israel's coast as ostensible evidence of the spill being a terror attack. Thousands of demonstrators marched on Friday in the northern city of Al-Farm to protest against what they called the police's failure to stem a rising tide of violence in Arab communities. The latest weekly protests came after a particularly violent demonstration last week. Protesters charged that police had deliberately closed off main roads leading to Al-Farm in order to prevent the demonstration from taking place this week. Eyewitnesses estimated that around 10,000 demonstrators participated this Friday, making it one of the largest protests so far this year. Three young children died of smoke inhalation in a fire at their home on Thursday morning in the Bedouin town of Hura. The issue has raised awareness of the poor living conditions of a large part of the Bedouin population in the south of the country. The siblings from the Abu Sbet family, Abra 1, Khaled 3 and Lilach 4, apparently suffocated, with some assessments suggesting that the blaze could have been sparked by a coal heater while the children slept. After 4 years, the IDF has completed the sophisticated new underground barrier on the Gaza border, which is used to detect and prevent tunnel digging by terror groups into Israeli territory. Israel has destroyed 20 tunnels since the 2014 Gaza war, during which the IDF destroyed some 30 tunnels that had penetrated into Israel and could be used for large-scale infiltrations and attacks. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להזין לפודקאסטים.